Joe Buck joins us on Sports Byline, play-by-play broadcaster for the Fox Sports Network. You see him do NFL football and also Major League Baseball, and he is the son of the legendary broadcaster Jack Buck. You know, when I was thinking about you, I wondered if you felt any pressure at all about going into broadcasting. You were following in the footsteps of your father, who was a Hall of Fame broadcaster, and that can be a two-edged sword. How did you approach the whole situation, Joe?
I think I would have felt pressure if he had pushed me into it, and he was just the type father and really the type of best friend, which is what we were. And I was lucky enough to call him my best friend. He just let me do my own thing. And so I think by taking the hands-off approach and by letting me find my own way, I had so much respect for him, so much respect for what he did. I saw how happy it made him. I just naturally wanted to go into it. Had he been the type dad that was constantly hounding me or wanting me to broadcast into a tape recorder or telling me how to do things, or I mean, even when we were broadcasting together with the Cardinals, I was my own man. Even though I was a kid and 21 and 22, 23, he let me, you know, find my own way across the pond, and he wasn't there to carry me. So I think that's how it worked, and you're right about it being a double-edged sword, but I tell you, the positives far outweigh the negatives as far as I can tell.
KMOX is a monster station, and of course, in the heart of the country with a franchise like the St. Louis Cardinals. Were you ever concerned that you were going to be compared to him, his style or his accomplishments?
Yeah, but I didn't mind that. I think, you know, my own two-bit analysis of kids growing up listening to radio broadcasters, and maybe this is even a bygone era now. I mean, I'm 43, and you know, it's such a more of a television world. But I think, you know, there were different schools, so to speak, that young baseball fans listened to. I mean, in the East, you know, way back when, you had Mel Allen and you had Vin Scully when he was there at the time. Certainly Marv Albert, the way he broadcast the game, he was all over New York. You go to the Midwest and it was Harry Carey and my dad, and they had their own style. And then you go out west, and obviously Vin Scully made the move with the Dodgers, and he dominates out there, and he's got his own style. So I never consciously or intentionally patterned myself after my dad, but a lot of the guys that I know that grew up in the St. Louis, Chicago, whatever, Midwest area, all kind of have that same style, which is a little more laid back, you know, trying to inject a little more humor, and kind of being a little more hands-offish, which is how my dad did games. I just think that's natural to how you grow up, whether you're the guy's kid or not.
And St. Louis in the Midwest is a little bit more nurturing than what you might find in, say, New York or even on the West Coast, is it not? So therefore, there was probably a better comfort area for you in getting broken in that area.
Well, there was comfort in that I literally grew up in the booth where I called my first game professionally, at least at the big league level, and I was earning a check. So that, the comfort, I don't know what it would have been like had I been somebody who had never been in a big league booth, and there I was at the age of 21 doing a game. I think that would have been overwhelming, but it was like a second home to me because that's where I was every night of the summer, just two seats away from where I was sitting, and it was actually going over the air instead of it going through my head. So there was a lot of comfort there. St. Louis is more nurturing, but I think the, you know, human nature, and I understand this a lot better now than I did when I was a kid, which is really what I was at 21, and anybody is at that age, but I got a lot of criticism, and I understand it now better than I did then. I was more naive. I think it's just human nature to say, oh, we know how that guy got his break, and, you know, why him and not the guy in the minor leagues, or why him and not me? And I get that. Maybe I'm guilty of doing that in other areas. But, you know, there was a media critic here. He's still here, and he and I are good friends now. But back when I got hired, it was not easy. And there were articles about how it was offensive that I was hired at my age, and there were many play-by-play guys in the minors that were more deserving. And I basically got the job, and I'm the first to admit, because of my last name. I mean, I would not have been doing the Cardinals at 21 if my last name wasn't Buck and I wasn't Jack's kid. And I kind of understood that then. I really understand that now. And thankfully, I didn't let it become an anchor around my neck and pull me down.
Part of your play-by-play foundation was in the minor leagues. You did the Louisville Redbirds, a minor league affiliate for the Cardinals. And the minor leagues are such a wonderful place. The atmosphere is completely different. The players are different. They're you know, trying to develop at that level. Tell me a little bit about your memories of broadcasting in the minor leagues.
It was that. And, you know, you walk up through the seats to get to the booth, and, you know, you're lugging your own equipment. And by that, I mean the microphones, the mixing board, the... You know, we were basically, Jim Kelch and I were basically doing it on Dixie cups and strings back then. And you learned what it took to set up a broadcast. And therefore, I have so much more appreciation now for the guys that set up, whether it's a TV weekend or it's even the Cardinal Radio today. It's so much more involved and so much more creative. But back then, I mean, it was bare bones, and I think that was at the time my dad knew I was serious about this. I wasn't just trailing around after him or wasn't just trying to do what he did. I loved it, and he would tell people, you know, that's when you learn if you love what you're doing and if you love the sport and if you love broadcasting, because it is a lot of long bus trips. It is a lot of bad connection plane flights. There's not really any money in it, but you're doing it because you want to be there, and getting to meet people and see them, you know, those are the lifers. Those are a lot of the great fans of these teams. You see them every night, and you develop relationships with them on your way to the booth and on your way out of the booth. And, you know, I still have kept up with some of those people today.
You were hired by Fox. You were only 25 years old. You became the youngest man ever to announce a regular slate of NFL games on network television. And I've always made the statement, Joe, that you can take a radio play-by-play guy, and he can make the transition to television, but it's not the other way around. And what I mean by that is the fact that not everybody can color the picture, paint the picture that you have to in radio play-by-play. What thought did you give about going into television and the transition it might be for you?
No, I think you're exactly right. And I learned that the hard way a few years ago when Mike Shannon, the longtime voice of the Cardinals, was tending to his sick wife, and they needed a fill-in, and they called me, and I'd do anything for Mike, and I went down there and did the game on radio with John Rooney, and I was so out of practice. I mean, I try on television to kind of highlight the action, and if a ground ball is crushed to Derek Jeter at shortstop, and he makes a barehanded pickup, and he throws to first, you know, all you really have to say on TV is, great backhand pickup, two out, whatever it may be. And you know, you can throw his name in there, you cannot. On radio, you know, you have to say swing and a shot to short, backhanded pickup by Jeter, out of his glove, over the top, and over the first, two out. It's a completely different thing, and you get lazy sometimes on TV. And when you go back to radio, it's by far the better way to start. And that's really where you learn how to broadcast. And then when you go to TV from radio, you can start to cut things out and kind of whittle things away and keep the stuff you need.
One of the things that I've always found fascinating is the partnership that goes on in a broadcast booth between play-by-play man and analyst. And, of course, over at Fox, you've been teamed with Tim McCarver for a long time. He worked with your dad on CBS and everything. Tell me a little bit about the pairing of partners in broadcasting, because it's something that can be kind of finicky sometimes, but when it works very well.
Yeah, I've been really lucky, you know, and I'm at least smart enough to be aware of that. I started with Jim Kelch in the minor leagues, who was like a brother to me, and was really helpful to my career and is a hell of a broadcaster. And then I went to the Cardinals, and I was with my dad, Mike Shannon. It was like my dad and my second dad. And then I went to Fox Television for football, and the majority of my time there has been with Troy Aikman, who's one of my best friends. And the baseball side, Tim and I have been together for, 17 years, 18 years? And I can tell you, we've never had a cross word with one another. And it doesn't have to be that way. And I know plenty of stories, and I know you do too, of guys that have been in booths that just don't get along. And I can't imagine what that feels like, because when you're doing a national broadcast, you're really relying on the other person. And you're kind of holding their hand and taking a leap of faith and knowing that they're prepared, them knowing that you're prepared, and listening to one another. And I think if you don't like the other person, you're less likely to listen to the other person, and you're more likely to look for your shot to one-up the guy. And I've never been in that situation. So it's about listening, it's about getting along off the air, and it's about, you know, being a good partner on the air, where if they stumble or if they need help, you've got it, and vice versa. That it's a unique relationship, and it's what makes the thing work.
Joe Buck has joined us on Sports Byline, of course, broadcaster for the Fox Sports Network on NFL and also Major League Baseball. We'll continue talking about his outstanding career as we continue across the country and around the world on Sports Byline.